Welcome to everyone to this luncheon. Looks like a great crowd again. We had a great crowd in, give yourselves a hand. I'm Jerry Arakawa, your president, and I'm pleased to have all of you here. It's a great crowd. What we're going to do today, we're very fortunate. We're going to have a presentation from John Glass, whom many of you may know. He's going to be talking to us about Bookshare and everything you ever wanted to know and inquire about concerning Bookshare. But first, what I think we'll do, we'll have our introductions. Again, I want to thank all of you for coming. It's a great crowd again. And what I'd like to do is to go around the room. We have two wireless mics. Please tell us your name and where your guide dog went to school. Oh, that's a different thing. Sorry about that. All right, let's start at this table. Again, I'm Jerry Arakawa, Kalua president, and we'll go to my right.
My dog is named Toga.
I'm Penny Valdovinos. I'm from Bakersfield. I'm the vice president of the Council of the Greater Council of the Blind.
I'm Diane Deutsch. I'm a member of the Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind.
I'm Sally McGuire. I'm a member of Bayview Chapter.
I'm Roxanne Stallings, a member of the San Francisco chapter and a little business promotion. I'm a business consultant and also a psychotherapist in the San Francisco East Bay.
Beryl Brown, Redwood Empire chapter president.
Brandy Morgan, I'm the secretary and the delegate for the Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, and I'm, as of today, the vice president of the Blind Students of California.
I'm John Glass. I'm a member of the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind.
Okay, Artis Mazin, Burbank Chapter President.
Kevin Berkey, member of Glendale Burbank Chapter.
Doug Martin from San Diego Chapter.
Glenda Castle, San Diego Chapter.
I'm Betty Millar, and I'm a member at large from Redding, California.
Georgina Silva, member of the Alameda County Chapter.
David Jackson, OCB President and a member of the San Francisco Chapter.
Rob Turner, Glendale Burbank is my home chapter. Silicon Valley is my current chapter.
And I'm Charles Dickens of the Sacramento Capital Chapter.
I'm Venus Dickens, Sacramento Capital Chapter.
Linda Amati, Alameda County Chapter.
Pam Loveland, Alameda County Chapter.
Katrina McCurdy, Alameda County Club.
Debbie Berry, Glendale Burbank Chapter.
Bill Berry, Glendale Burbank Chapter.
Joseph Lopez from Santa Barbara Chapter, member at large.
Susan Schulter, Recording Secretary for Silicon Valley Chapter.
Bonnie Proto from Sacramento County.
My name is Keith Johnson, First Vice President of the Glendale Burbank Area Chapter, also known as the world's greatest saxophone player.
My name is Annette Carter, and I'm here representing TADAC, Telephone Access for the Deaf and Disabled Administrative Committee.
Albert Contreras, Temple City, California, member of San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
Pam Pology, I'm the treasurer of the San Gabriel Valley Chapter, CCB.
This is empty chair for Perry Wolf, Temple City.
Pat LaFrance Wolf, of San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
Hi. Nancy Younger, I'm from Riverside, Active Blind Inland Valleys Chapter.
Joanne Bigler, Butte County Council, Blind Secretary.
Al Bigler, where you from Butte County Council of the Blind.
Ann Kaiser, Secretary of Capital Chapter and also President of Guide Dog Users of California.
Dan Kaiser, your Governmental Affairs Director with my guide dog, Haley.
Maria Mitchell, I'm Bayview Chapter, live in San Lorenzo.
And the young lady? Venus Dog Davis, Capital Chapter.
I'm Paul Braley, and I'm a member of the CCB Capital Chapter.
Robert Quint, President, Greater Long Beach Chapter.
Hi, this is Aisha McKinney Went, Greater Long Beach Chapter.
She forgot for a minute.
Pamela Metz, President of Greater Los Angeles Chapter.
Diane Phelps, Solano County Chapter.
Chelsea Conklin, Capital Chapter and just retired from Society for the Blind.
Your name?
Connie Bateman, I'm coming back to the Capital Chapter.
Wonderful, welcome back.
Adele Moeller, and I'm from Fremont, CCB member at large.
I'm Leslie Tom, and I think I'm a board member, I think, of our Capital Chapter, and Vice President of Libraries.
Joan Groves from Berkeley. You'll recognize me by my coughing, sneezing, cold, and I sincerely hope not to pass it on to anyone.
I won't touch you.
Linda Perel, President of San Francisco Chapter.
Winifred Downing, San Francisco Chapter.
I'm from Sacramento, and I'm a puppy raiser here in Sacramento.
Simona DeMarzi, also puppy raiser from Sacramento.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What a great crowd. Give yourselves another hand. This is fantastic. Well, we are we're going to be moving ahead with our presentation, and just... in case we run out of time, I will repeat what I mentioned earlier today. We are in the process of signing up membership. Dues are $15, and to that you get, for that, you'll be a member of California Library Users as well as the National Organization of Library Users of America. You'll receive a copy of the national newsletter called the Lua Ledger. And so I will... If you're interested in becoming a member, see me at this table in the front of the room, and we will take down your information, and we'll always take your money. And again, we are very fortunate to have with us John Glass, who will talk to us about Bookshare, and will answer any questions you might have about a Bookshare. And he and I talked briefly, so I think there are some areas that I wanted to particularly touch on, and I'm hoping that by the time this is done, you'll have a better idea of this wonderful organization and how you can be a part of it. Okay, John, take it away.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Jerry. It's a real pleasure to be here at the Kahlua Lunch, and this is the first time that I've had an opportunity to talk to you folks about Bookshare, so I'm really, really excited to be able to do that. To start off with a little bit of history, many of you are familiar with the company or have heard the name Arkenstone. And Arkenstone was a nonprofit organization that was founded by Jim Fruchterman back in 1989. And the idea or the thing that Jim wanted to do with Arkenstone was to develop reading machines and reading technology that would be affordable. And the way that we accomplished that at Arkenstone is we used off-the-shelf components as much as possible. Mainstream computers, scanners, and speech synthesizers. And what we did is we developed our own reading technology software to run on those systems to be able to provide people a talking reading machine for reading print at a very reasonable price. And the product that came out of Arkenstone that most of you will know about is called Open Book. It's currently being sold by Freedom Scientific. And the Open Book program is a program that runs on a computer under Windows and allows you to scan and read print. Well, in 1999, at the end of 1999, Freedom Scientific was in the process of being formed. And many of you know that Freedom Scientific was a combination of three companies that came together to become Freedom Scientific. Those companies were Arkenstone, Blazy Engineering, which made the Braille and Speak and Braille Light note takers, and the third company was Henter Joyce, the company that developed the JAWS screen reader. Well, after that merger took place, Jim Fruchterman was thinking about things, and he thought, you know, we've got all these people out there who have reading machines. Wouldn't it be neat if we could come up with a way to share books? Because if one person scans a book, why can't we find a way to make that available to other people with disabilities so that the book doesn't have to be scanned over and over and over? So Jim came up with the idea of Bookshare. Actually, it was originally going to be called Bookster, like Napster. Jim's next-door neighbor was a friend of his son, and his son's mother was one of the co-founders of Napster, the service that allowed people to share music. Well, before Bookshare got off the ground, Napster had some problems and some legal challenges about whether or not it was really okay to share copyrighted music. And so Jim decided that maybe he better not go with the Bookster name. So he came up with Bookshare. And I think Bookshare is a very apropos name for the service that we currently have. So Bookshare was launched in 2002. It's an online digital library of books that are available to people who have a print disability. And the way Bookshare works is you download books from us using the internet, and the books can be read on a number of different devices, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. The formats that we provide our books in are DAISY text and BRF, which are grade 2 braille files. The DAISY text files can be read on a computer using a DAISY reader or in many of the portable players that are currently available, such as the Bookport, the Book Courier, the Victor Reader Stream. Our books can be read on other products such as the PacMate, the BrailleNote, the BrailleSense and VoiceSense that GW Micro carries, and so forth. So there are a lot of ways to read our books. Now, because our books are digital text, they're not actually recorded audio, so they're not, they haven't been read by a live reader, like the talking books that NLS has. But our books have some benefits. One of the big benefits is that since it is digital text that you have, it's possible to search for specific material and find it very quickly. When you're reading a book, and let's say that you want to go to the beginning of a chapter, or you want to maybe reread some text that you read before and you can remember a piece of it, you can search for that text just as if just as you would if you're using a word processor and you're looking through a document, and then you can be taken directly to that text. So let's talk a little bit about who is eligible for Bookshare. Well, anybody who has a print-related disability is eligible. Anybody, so that includes people who are blind or visually impaired. It could include a person who has a learning disability or a person who has a mobility impairment that doesn't allow them to physically hold a book and turn the pages. The way that we get our books is, we get our books from several sources, but the biggest source so far has been that we get our books from volunteers. Volunteers that we have, many of whom are users of Bookshare, dedicate a lot of time to scanning books and submitting them to us. Once a book has been submitted to us, the next step is that it's downloaded by a second volunteer and validated. And that means that the second volunteer will make sure that the book contains the copyright page, the title page, that the book has a proper ending, to make sure that somebody didn't send a partial book, which occasionally happens. And a lot of times our volunteers will download books that they themselves are really interested in reading. And so they'll go through page by page, and any scanning errors that they find, they will correct those, submit the book back to us, so that when it goes into our library, it's as error-free as possible. And this is something that is really nice because books get submitted into the library that people want to read. And that's really important. Our library currently contains about 37,000 books. We're adding approximately 200 books a week at this point.
And the library contains a little bit of everything. It's kind of like going into a well-stocked bookstore. We have children's literature. We have adult fiction, adult nonfiction. One of the things that we've been doing for the last 3 years is we've been adding the New York Times top 10 bestseller books each month. We have a grant that allows us to get those books and process them in-house. And so one of the things that you'll find when you go to the Bookshare webpage is you'll find a collections page that you can go to. And on the collections page, you'll find the New York Times bestsellers. You'll find the Newbery Award winners. You'll find children's recommended reading. When I say recommended reading, what I really mean is teacher recommended reading for children. And you'll find some other collections that are in the process of being added. One of the big questions that we get asked is, you know, Bookshare really sounds great, but how do I sign up? How do I participate in this? And the way that you sign up to Bookshare is you go online to our website, which is www.bookshare.org, and we have a join link on the site. You select that. You fill out a small membership form that asks for your name, your address, and your email address. And then that's the first step in the process. The second step in the process is to provide proof of disability. One of the big reasons that we have to have proof of disability on file is because Bookshare operates under the Chafee Amendment. The Chafee Amendment is actually put through by Senator Chafee from Rhode Island. And it says that authorized entities, such as Bookshare, are able to provide copyrighted material, copyrighted books, in alternative formats to people with qualifying disabilities. And so we need to make sure that we have our bases covered with our members. And so providing proof of disability can be done in one of a couple of ways. Excuse me. If you receive talking books from the National Library Service, we have an online form that you can fill out, which allows us to contact NLS and verify that you're a patron. If you don't receive talking books, or if you prefer to use our second method, we have an online form that can be filled out and signed by a qualified professional, such as an eye doctor or an education person, a rehabilitation person that can verify your disability. And then once we get proof of disability, the third part of the sign-up process is payment. To join Bookshare, there's a one-time setup cost of $25, and then the annual fee for unlimited access to the library is $50 a year. Now, one of the ways that you can help offset your membership costs is by volunteering. Each book that a volunteer submits or validates, when that book gets added into the collection, you earn $2.50 in credit that can be applied toward your initial membership or toward a membership renewal. Now, if you're a student, we have a deal for you. One of the things that we're very, very excited about is last October of 2007, we received a very generous award from the U.S. Department of Education, specifically the Office of Special Education Programs, OSEP. And this is an award that amounts to a little over $5 million a year for the next 5 years. And the biggest thing that this award allows us to do is it allows us to provide free access to Bookshare to all qualified students in the United States. Now, what's a qualified student? A qualified student is any person who meets our eligibility requirements that is a student. There's no age limit. There really is, to the best of my knowledge, these rules are still being somewhat hammered out. But to the best of my knowledge, there is no criteria as far as what kind of a school you need to be going to. You don't have to be a full-time student. You could be going through a rehab program, for example, and qualify. The primary thrust of this award, though, is for K through 12. It does apply to all students, but one of the things that we did when applying for this award is we set out several goals for ourselves to meet in order to satisfy the award requirements. One of those goals is that we have committed to adding 100,000 books to the Bookshare collection over the next 5 years. Most of these books will be of interest to educators.
Quiet, please.
The books will be added into Bookshare by our volunteers. They will also be added in by us receiving digital copies of books directly from publishers. And one of the things that we have recently done is hired a new person at Bookshare whose title is Publisher Liaison. And that person's mission is to make contact with as many publishers as possible to establish a Bookshare relationship with that publisher so that hopefully we can start getting more publishers to provide us their books electronically. There are several benefits to this. One, of course, is that the books are letter perfect. They don't have any scanning errors in them. Another benefit is that we can get these books into the collection a lot more quickly because they don't have to go through the validation process. And so we're really excited about that, and it's something that is going to be coming along, and you'll be seeing a lot more publisher content added into Bookshare over the next coming months and the next several years. Another thing that Bookshare offers our members is access to approximately 150 daily local and national newspapers. We get these newspapers from the Newsline program, and they're added into the collection each day. Actually, we don't keep back issues. We keep back issues for the last 2 days, and then the previous Sunday's issue or edition of a particular paper. But we just don't have the storage space to archive all of the papers. But what you can do is you can get on Bookshare each day and download your favorite issues of the paper. We have a lot of California papers, by the way. We've got the Chronicle, we've got the LA Times, the Sacramento Bee, the Fresno Bee, San Jose Mercury News, and we have smaller papers, too. We've got, I don't remember all the names, but we have the Red Bluff paper, the Ukiah paper. We've got a number of them. We also have a few national magazines. We've got some AARP magazines. We have the Wall Street Journal, the Christian Science Monitor. We have USA Today, The Economist. There are probably a few others that I'm not remembering right off the top of my head, but this gives you a general idea of the types of periodicals we have. And these periodicals are available in DAISY format as well as in grade 2 Braille, just as our books are. So if you have a note taker like a PacMate or a Braille note, you can download a grade 2 copy of your favorite newspaper, and you can be reading it on your way to work just like your coworkers. Well, hopefully they're not reading theirs on their way to work if they're driving. But if they're riding a bus or a train, I guess they could be. So it's a great way of being able to read the newspaper. And if you read the DAISY version, you can easily move from section to section, and then when you find a section of interest, you can go into that section and move article by article. So it's real easy to find specific articles that you really would like to read. Let's see, I'm kind of rambling on here. I'm trying to think of anything that I haven't covered before we open it up to questions that I know people will want to ask. Bookshare is, as I said, at www.bookshare.org, and people are welcome to call us. Our telephone number is area code 650-644-3400. 3400, And if you have any general questions that you'd like to contact us about, please feel free to email us. The email address is info@bookshare.org. And so that I make sure I cover what people want to hear most about, I think I'd like to just open it up, Jerry, for questions if we have a few minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take personal...
Let me hand in my microphone here because his just died.
Oh, there it goes.
There you go.
I'm going to take personal privilege and ask the first question. I've talked to a number of folks who say, you know, I love reading and so forth, but I can't stand that digital voice, the old deck talk type voice or the eloquence. Can you talk to us about the increasing array of human sounding voices that Bookshare is using?
Sure can. There are a number of voices that are on the market these days which sound much more natural than some of the old mechanical synthesizers. I think the NeoSpeech voices, Kate and trying to remember some of the other names, because what's that?
Paul.
Is there a Neo? Okay. Are sounding pretty good. I personally read with Kate a lot because I find her to be one of the most natural sounding voices. The speech synthesizer that is in the new Victor Reader stream, a lot of people like. They have the choice of a female voice and a male voice. I can't remember which speech engine they're using, but this is the new little portable reader from HumanWare. A lot of people like that voice. And I think as time goes on, we're going to find that many of the speech synthesis technologies will be improving because, as you know, we're finding speech in more and more consumer products. And one of the benefits of that is that we're going to see improvements from it because the average person who isn't used to listening to synthesized speech generally isn't willing to tolerate something that doesn't sound very good. So I think as time goes on, we're going to find a lot of improvements in that area.
Oh, hold on. What I'd like to do, and we'll have Wynn first, if the volunteer could come up, and because we're recording this, I believe, if the volunteer, a volunteer could come up and pass the mic to whomever wants to ask a question.
I wonder if you have a tutorial that will help people negotiate the Bookshare website and take advantages of all the things that are there.
We are working on one.
You know, but that's what somebody told me 2 years ago. So.
Well, we really are now. I can't speak to 2 years ago, but actually, when you bring up a very good point, and I appreciate you mentioning it because we are working on one. We have one for our volunteers now. We have a manual that's available on our website that we call the volunteer manual, and we're working on a similar document for users that will do exactly what you've just asked for. We do have a frequently asked questions link on our homepage, which people tell us does a pretty good job of answering a lot of questions for people who are getting started, but we really do need some more tutorial information to explain exactly how to use some of the features, such as the periodicals and the special book collections and so forth. So you can rest assured that we are working on it, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
Hello. This is Doug Martin from San Diego. I just wanted to know, I download a lot of computer books, mathematics, scientific things. I wondered, what progress have you made in terms of getting the BRF books to have a reasonable format?
That's another area that we're making great strides in. We have, as you probably know, Doug, a nice relationship with O'Reilly Media. And O'Reilly Media has a number of technical books that they have made available to us so that we can provide them as part of the Bookshare library. We do have several hundred of the O'Reilly books currently in our collection. We're going to be adding several hundred more over the next few months. And one of the things that we're working on with the Bookshare for Education initiative, which is the award that I was telling you about, is we are working to improve our Braille output. And whether that means improving the existing translator that we're currently using, or whether it means going to another translator and possibly developing some of our own tools. We won't develop a grade 2 Braille translator because there are a lot of good ones out there, but what we may do is we may develop some tools that will help us do some formatting, some additional formatting beyond what the translators themselves offer. And that's something that we are looking into. We have a couple of consultants that are helping us work on that project. So you definitely will see progress and improvements in our Braille output.
I was wondering if you consider Braille Institute, if a person is a student there, as a school?
I am pretty sure that we would. The best thing that you can do is either call us or send us an email to info@bookshare.org and ask that question. And Mandy Throckmorton, who does our sign-ups, who is more familiar with the eligibility criteria than I am, will answer you right away and let you know. But I'm quite sure that a student at Braille Institute would qualify for our free student access.
Hi, I'm Pat LaFrance-Wool from San Gabriel. I've been on Bookshare for a couple years, and I'm finding some of the books are extremely irritating to read because as you're reading, it'll go page 87, and to then give you the title of the book, and then page 88, it gives you the author, and it's doing this with the book I'm reading now at every single page. I've had it done before in other books, but not as frequently. But this particular book I'm reading, it's every single page. It's very annoying to listen to.
I understand exactly what you're saying. And I was reading a book a couple of weeks ago myself that exhibited that same characteristic. The best thing that I can say is that as we improve our processes, as we start getting more books directly from publishers, and as we improve our quality from volunteers, I think you're going to find less and less of that. We do have some internal tools that process books once they're submitted. And if the book was submitted according to our specifications, these tools will remove the running page headers and footers, which is what you're talking about, where you're getting the title on each page and the author. What probably happened was that when the book was submitted to us originally, the scanner and validator didn't follow the recommended guidelines for helping us to be able to strip that information. Part of the problem is that technology can only be as smart as the humans who program it. And so the result is that you can put as much programming into something as you can think of, but there are always situations that will come up that you haven't planned for. An example of this is that if a person doesn't put a blank line between the header and the beginning of the text on a page, the tool that we use for removing those running headers doesn't know that the header is there because it doesn't know what the actual text is. It can't tell whether it's a header or whether it's part of the book. In the future, we may be able to develop some more complex software that will be able to do that. But right now, it has to find a blank line, and that's how it knows that this is a running header. So it's probably a longer explanation than you wanted, but it suffices to say that all of us at Bookshare do find this to be an annoyance, and we're hoping that as time goes on, you're going to find that in less and less of our books because of the way that we're going to be receiving them and also because of the processing tools that we have as far as, you know, us being able to make improvements to those tools to ensure that we don't get very much of that anymore.
This is Perry Wolf. I have two questions. Number one question pertaining to the last one. If we do find a book that has that in it, is there a channel to send it back to Bookshare to get it corrected? That's number one question.
There are two things that you can do. We don't have a way to actually edit the existing book because the existing book that's in the collection has been run through our processing tools when we made the DAISY and BRF output files. So the two choices that we have are, if you would like to rescan the book and resubmit it, we're very happy to accept it. If you don't want to do that, or if you can't do that, please let us know when you find a poor quality book or a book that has, you know, irritating attributes, and we will see if we can get another copy of it that we can process in-house and put back into the collection so that we have a higher quality copy.
Thank you. Number two question, are you working with any magazine publishers to do current magazines such as Time, Sports Illustrated, Playboy?
Playboy is actually available on WebBrowse right now, but of course you don't get the pictures. I don't think they're making them tactile yet. The answer to your question, Perry, is to the best of my knowledge, we're not currently working with any magazine publishers. However, as I mentioned, we are just getting this new person who is going to be our publisher liaison, and they're going to be working full time making contacts with publishers. And so that's something that we hope to be doing, because we do get a lot of requests for magazines that aren't currently available from the Newsline collection. So it's something that I think you'll see more of from us in the future.
And one more question, I'm sorry. Where are you located? Where are your offices?
Our offices are in Palo Alto, which is just north of San Jose. We're about 35 miles south of San Francisco. Very very close to Stanford University. We're about 1 mile from Stanford.
Hi, this is Maria Mitchell. I've been using Bookshare for, I don't know, at least 2 years, maybe longer. And my question is concerning submitting books. I have submitted a few, but one of the more recent ones I submitted, they rejected. They said that it wasn't good enough. And I have to say that it was a whole lot better than a lot of the other stuff you have on there. So I would stop sending you my books, quite frankly.
Okay.
And anyway, so can you tell me a little bit about what you do require in terms of that? Scan books?
Sure.
Because
sure.
You know, there are books that I want to read. You know, you're not going to tell me what I'm going to scan, because there's books that I want to read. I'm going to buy them. If I'm willing to buy them for myself and scan them, that's my business.
Right. That's very true. First of all, I don't know the specific reasons that your last book was rejected, but if you contact me after we get back home, I'd be very happy to look into it and see what I can find. What we require is our basic requirements are that the book be complete, that it contain the copyright page and the title page, and that there be page breaks. Page breaks are very important, because when people are reading our books, especially students, and they need to go to a specific page, for example, if they know that their reading assignment for this next week is, you know, page 123 through 247, it's very important to be able to go to the specific page that they need to get to. Of course, we like the text in the books to be as clean as possible, although occasional errors are acceptable. And when a person has submitted a book, it then gets sent to the validation process. So there are two people, the submitter and the validator, who have an opportunity to do cleanup of the book. As I said, I apologize. I don't know why your specific book was rejected, but if you send us an email, I'll be glad to look into it and let you know what the reason is, because we certainly welcome your submissions and your books, and appreciate you helping us build the collection. So I don't want you to go away frustrated. We need to figure out what it is that was wrong, and so we can fix it. Thanks.
Any other questions? Yep. Okay. Hearing none, let's give John Glass a great hand. You know, I mentioned earlier that never before have I experienced such a wealth of information access. You know, we're almost at a level of pure information as our cited cohorts. And I said earlier that there's no greater chance of information overload for us than exists today. So I'm really pleased in that Bookshare is just another one of the many avenues that we can explore to use. I also loved all the questions that you folks asked, and it just struck me that some of the questions were raised were really provocative questions, and they challenge the speaker, they challenge the organizations that they represent, all of which is an attempt to make these organizations better, to make them responsive to our needs. And one of the important purposes, I think, of Kahlua is to be an advocacy arm for all of us who love to read, who love media, who love information and reading for entertainment. So among other things, I encourage all of you to participate in Kahlua, to consider being a member. And this is my clever, or maybe not so clever, way of urging all of you to see me at the end of this lunch. I will take down your name, address, information. If you have your money, we'll certainly add you to the roster, and you'll be getting information from the Lua office. Again, I want to thank all of you for being here. We're right at the threshold of a lot of exciting things, I think, coming down the pike that affects all of us who love to read. So I look forward to greater things, more interesting programs for all of us. And I want to thank you for your participation, for your presence, and we'll continue to do our part on behalf of the board and try to provide a good program for all of you. Thank you again for coming, and we'll see you next fall.